Welcome to episode 1431 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Since early this year, we have been doing a deep dive into each of these guidelines. And this week, we wrap up the 10th principle for a flourishing life, pulled from the 10th commandment recorded in Exodus chapter 20.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's.
In Luke 12, we find Jesus in the midst of traveling through towns and villages in Judea and Perea, teaching and healing. As he is navigating a massive, trampling crowd, a man makes a personal request in verse 13.
Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
The man was not asking about theology or discipleship. He wanted Jesus to settle a family financial dispute. In first century Jewish culture, rabbis were sometimes asked to arbitrate such matters. Jesus refused to become an inheritance judge.
"Who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?"
Then, rather than addressing the fairness of the inheritance itself, Jesus addressed the deeper issue he saw in the man's heart.
"Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for life does not consist in the abundance of possessions."
Notice what Jesus says. Watch out. Be on your guard. This is urgent language. This is Jesus warning his disciples about a serious danger. But the danger is not external. It's not other people trying to steal from you. The danger is internal. The danger is covetousness. The danger is greed. And Jesus identifies the lie at the heart of coveting. Life is not measured by how much you own. This is the core issue. Most of us live as if life does consist of possessions. We live as if having more is the path to happiness, as if accumulating is the path to fulfillment. Jesus is saying, this is false. This is the lie that drives coveting. Jesus tells a parable to illustrate.
The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?'"
The man has abundance. He has succeeded by worldly standards, has accumulated much grain. But the man's focus is entirely on having more. He plans to build bigger barns to accommodate his excesses. He feels secure in his wealth. Why does God call him a fool? Because this man has missed the entire point of life. He may have accumulated possessions, but has not prepared for what matters. He has focused on having more, but has neglected being more. Righteous, generous, wise. Jesus continues.
"This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God."
This is an important distinction Jesus makes. There is storing up for yourself, and there is being rich toward God. You cannot do both. Coveting is rooted in a lie, the lie that there is never enough, that if you just had a little more, you would be satisfied, that happiness is always one more purchase away. The rich fool had plenty, but his plenty was not enough. He wanted more barns, wanted more security, just wanted more. This is what coveting does. It destroys the capacity to say enough. It always wants more. Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10,
"Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income."
If you love money, you never have enough. This is the nature of covetous desire. It cannot be satisfied because satisfaction is not its goal. The goal is always the next thing, the next possession, the next upgrade, the next purchase. Jesus is calling us to break this cycle, calling us to understand life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Calling us to find satisfaction not in having more, but in being whole. Jesus redirects desire. He redirects it from having more to being whole. Jesus is not saying possessions are evil. He is not saying you should never have anything. He is saying something deeper. Possessions do not satisfy the deepest desires of the human heart. Later in the same chapter, Jesus has this to say.
Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
Jesus is redirecting attention. He is saying, stop focusing on accumulating possessions. Stop trying to secure yourself through things. Seek God's kingdom. Seek to be the kind of person God wants you to be. Seek righteousness. Seek love. Seek justice. And Jesus promises, these things will be given to you as well. You do not need to covet. You do not need to grasp. If you focus on being, on becoming who God wants you to be, the things you need will come. This is a radical redirection. Most of us have it backward. We think, first I will accumulate enough possessions. Then I will be happy. Then I will be generous. Then I will seek righteousness. Jesus says no. First seek righteousness. Seek to be whole. Seek God's kingdom. And the things you need will follow. Jesus also teaches plainly about the danger of possessions. Matthew 6, verse 24.
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
You cannot serve both. You must choose. Whom or what will you serve? The problem with coveting, with focusing on accumulating, is that it becomes a master, becomes what you serve, becomes what you organize your life around. 1 Timothy 6, verse 10.
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
Coveting does this. It redirects your focus from what matters to what does not matter. It makes you serve something other than God. Jesus is inviting us into a different understanding of enough. Enough is not when you have accumulated a certain amount. It is when you have what you need and are satisfied. Enough is when you can say, this is good. I do not need more. Hebrews 13, verse 5.
Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.
Be content with what you have. This is the call. Not because you are forbidden from having more, but because contentment is the path to peace. Contentment means you have shifted from asking, what more can I have? To asking, what do I have that is good? Contentment means you have shifted from comparing yourself to others to being grateful for what you have been given. Notice when you are focused on having something you do not have. When you notice that focus, pause. Ask, what would having this really give me? Would it make me a better person? Would it bring me closer to God? Then ask, what kind of person do I want to be? What character do I want to develop? What matters most? Invest in that instead. Invest in becoming generous, kind, wise, and righteous. Notice how that investment satisfies in a way accumulation never does. The 10th commandment forbids coveting, but Jesus shows us why the commandment matters. Coveting enslaves us to the pursuit of things that cannot satisfy. It redirects our lives away from what matters. But Jesus offers something better. He offers the possibility of being whole, the possibility of being satisfied, not because we have accumulated much, but because we have found what truly matters, relationship with God, becoming righteous, living with integrity. When we stop coveting, stop trying to have more, when we redirect our desire from accumulation to becoming, we discover we have enough. We discover life is fuller than we ever imagined. Father, help us understand that life does not consist in possessions. Help us recognize the lie that there is never enough. Help us redirect our desire from having more to being whole. Help us be content with what we have. Help us stop serving money and start serving you. Help us invest in becoming generous, kind, and righteous, rather than in accumulating possessions. And help us experience the fullness of life that comes from seeking your kingdom first. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.